Napier's Positive Aging Strategy, Te Rotaki Tipu Ora o Ahuriri. Opening Announcement. This is Napier's Positive Aging Strategy 2019-2023, Te Rotaki Tipu Ora o Ahuriri, version 1, 27-5-19. Your narrator is Joe Gilfillan in the Blind Foundation's Parnell Studios. Indexing. This edition of this material is prepared as a continuous MP3. Where there are footnotes throughout the printed document, these will be read at the end of the section in which they occur. Contents. Strategy summary. Background. Older people in Napier. Napier's positive aging vision. Key principles. Priority areas. Strategic links. Making the strategy happen. Monitoring and review. Strategy summary. Napier's positive aging strategy is portrayed in a stylized tree. The tree shows the strategy's vision, the 7 priority areas, and the underpinning core principles. The priorities and principles are all weighted equally. The tree represents enduring strength, growth and protection, stability, wisdom and beauty, all of which reflect the intent of this strategy. Now to the diagram of the tree. It has the heading Vision, Living Well, Aging Well. The tree's roots, if you like, are in a circle with the words inclusion, access, respect, participation, and diversity. Moving up to the first level branch, on the left side it says being safe and housing. On the right-hand side of the trunk, community spirit, being informed and involved. Up at the next level, on the top branch, on the left, things to do. On the right, getting around, and at the very top of the tree, health and well-being. Background. Population aging is a large social change affecting many parts of the world, and Napier is no exception. Just over 10,000 people aged 65 and over currently live in Napier. 550 identify as Māori. Almost half live in the Taradale area. Older Napier residents make up 19% of our population, higher than the national average of 14%. Footnote 1. In 20 years' time, or possibly earlier, the number of older people, footnote 2, living in Napier will increase substantially, numbering 19,500 and making up 26% of our population. In a matter of a few years, seniors in Napier will outnumber children for the first time ever. This will become the new normal, not only for our city, but also for most of New Zealand. Coupled with the rapidly changing demographic makeup of our population, lifestyles are also changing as our population ages. Life expectancies are higher now than ever. Older people are more likely to work longer. Many are taking on childcare roles, and those moving into this age group are both more culturally diverse and more active than the previous generation. There are also challenges associated with aging, such as having a fixed limited income, changing health needs including living with a disability, negative perceptions of the elderly, and the possibility of experiencing social isolation. The purpose of this strategy is to outline an age-friendly approach for Napier with the overall vision of people living well and aging well. An advisory structure was established for the strategy's development to ensure it was well informed by agencies, providers, and seniors living in the Napier community. These views, combined with local data and information, have been key to shaping the vision and key priority areas. Footnote 3. Importantly, the strategy spans a wide range of sectors, services, and activities. It will require leadership and collaboration amongst multiple agencies and organizations to achieve the vision. The strategy covers the period 2019 to 2023 and provides guidance and direction for our city into the future. Footnotes for this section. 1. According to the latest available data from the 2013 Census of Population and Dwellings. 2. Defined as 65 plus years for the purpose of this strategy. 3. Detailed information about the strategy's development is contained in the accompanying document, Napier Positive Aging Strategy Background Document 2019. Older people in Napier. This strategy defines older people as those aged 65 years and over. The strategy recognizes the wide-ranging diversity within this group and the variety of issues that affect older people in different ways. There are now 19 pieces of information presented over a background illustrating Napier's significant buildings, including the Sound Shell, Parnia of the Reef and the Waterfront Fountain, and also a number of Norfolk Pines. Now to the 19 boxes. 10,662 in 2013. 45% men, 55% women, 42% live in Tarradale and Greenmeadows, 19% of Napier's population in 2013, 31% by 2038, 555 identify as Māori. Māori 65 plus make up 5% of Napier's Māori population, 10% by 2038, 60 identify as Pacific, 33% live alone, 54% live as a couple, 56% live with a disability, 59% of ACC injury claims are for falls, 55% earn between $15,001 and $30,000, 20% receive less than $15,000, 19% are employed, 80% do unpaid activities, including housework, looking after others, voluntary work. 77% feel safe in Napier. 63% live in a home with internet. 72% have access to a mobile phone. 45% rate their health as very good or excellent. Napier's Positive Aging Vision. The strategy's vision is living well, aging well. This vision reflects the community's desire to recognize that aging affects everyone in our community. Key principles. Key principles identified for the strategy are whakawhaititanga, inclusion, āheitanga, access, kauanuanu, respect, Wai wahitanga, participation, rerengaketanga, diversity. These underpin the strategy and will guide implementation. Priority areas. 7 priority areas are proposed for the strategy. These were established in discussion with the community and following a review of key information. Each priority area will have a coordinating organisation or entity overseeing progress with planning and actions. Napier City Council will have an oversight role for implementation of the strategy. The 7 priority areas closely align with the priority goals of the 2001 New Zealand Positive Ageing Strategy and the domains of the World Health Organization's Age-Friendly City model. The 7 priority areas and lead organizations are Te Wairua Hapore, Community Spirit, Positive Ageing Strategy Advisory Group, having a safe city, safe neighborhood, and safe streets so people feel safe to age in their community. Kia mōhio, kia mahi, being informed and involved, Age Concern Napier, having access to information and resources about services and support so people feel well informed and are prepared for aging. Kia homaru, being safe, Safer Napier Strategic Group, having a safe city, safe neighborhood and safe streets so people feel safe to age in their community. Haerere, getting around, Hawke's Bay Regional Council, ensuring services and facilities are easy to get to and affordable and accessible transport options are available. Hoora and Oranga, Health and Wellbeing, Hawke's Bay District Health Board, having access to affordable health and support services to remain healthy, active and independent. Ngā whare, Housing, Napier City Council, having suitable housing options that are affordable and accessible so people are safe and secure, warm and healthy, and feel part of the community. He mahi, things to do, Napier City Council, having accessible, affordable facilities, recreational and leisure spaces, and cultural activities so people have the opportunity to participate. Strategic links. This strategy has close links with a number of documents that support positive aging, footnote 4. Locally, the strategy aligns with the vision of Napier City Council's long-term plan 2018 to 2028, which is a vibrant and sustainable city for all. It also has close links with the Safer Napier program, which has the vision of Napier is a safe and healthy city. The Napier Disability Strategy vision of Napier is a city for everyone, footnote 5, and Hawke's Bay District Health Board's Improving Health Services for Older People in Hawke's Bay Strategy 2011 to 2026. National and international linkages include Age-Friendly Cities and Communities Model, World Health Organization, footnote 6. Positive Aging Strategy 2001, New Zealand, footnote 7. Healthy Aging Strategy 2016, New Zealand, footnote 8. Sustainable Development Goals, United Nations, footnote 9. The World Health Organization's Age-Friendly Cities and Communities Model aims to foster healthy and active aging across a range of domains, covering both the physical and social environments. The model includes 8 domains, which focus on identifying and addressing enablers and barriers to the well-being and participation of older people, footnote 10. The domains overlap and interconnect with each other. They are outdoor spaces and buildings, transportation, housing, social participation, respect and social inclusion, civic participation and employment, communication and information, community and health care. The intention is that the Age-Friendly Cities model may be adopted for Napier once this positive aging strategy is embedded. Footnotes 4. For more detail, refer to the accompanying Napier Positive Aging Strategy Background Document 2019. 5. Napier City Council 2019. 6. extranet.who.int/age-friendly-world/age-friendly-cities-framework/ accessed January 2019. 7. www.superseniors.msd.gov.tz/about-superseniors/office-for-seniors/positive-aging-strategy.html accessed January 2019. 8. www.health.govt.nz/publication/healthy-aging-strategy accessed January 2019. 9. https://www.un.org/sustainable-development/sustainable-development-goals/ accessed January 2019. 10. See Napier Positive Aging Strategy Background Document 2019 for details. Making the strategy happen. An implementation plan will be developed for the strategy. This will be directed by a Positive Aging Strategy Advisory Group comprising representatives from organizations leading the priority areas, organizations or groups who provide services to or support seniors, and seniors who have a lived experience of aging in Napier City. The purpose of the advisory group will be to provide leadership, guidance, and support for implementation of the strategy. Proactively share resources, information, and experience to achieve the vision of the strategy. Prioritize actions for implementation across the strategy. Deliver actions in the community spirit priority area. Monitor progress towards implementing the strategy. The advisory group will be supported by Napier City Council. The implementation plan will identify a set of actions under each of the 7 priority goals. The actions will be prioritized and phased over the 5-year period of the strategy to ensure they're manageable and achievable. monitoring and review. The strategy will be reviewed every 5 years. Regular assessments of progress will be undertaken for the following population and performance measures. This information is presented as a table with 2 columns and 5 rows plus a header row. The header row of column 1 says measure. The header row of column 2 says baseline and data source. The first row of data, measure, percentage of residents 65 plus who feel safe in Napier, very or fairly safe. Column 2 in row 1, baseline and data source, 77% of 65 plus age group compared to 69% of all ages surveyed, Social Monitor Survey 2017. The second data rows measure percentage of residents 65 plus with improved quality of life over the last 5 years. The second data rows second column, baseline and data source, 39% of 65 plus age group report improved quality of life compared to 56% of all ages surveyed, 34% of 65 plus group in 2014, Social Monitor Survey 2017. The third data row, column 1, percentage of residents 65 plus undertaking regular volunteer work, column 2, 26% of 65 plus age group report undertaking regular volunteer community work compared to 28% of all ages surveyed, Social Monitor Survey 2017. The fourth row of data, percentage of residents 65 plus with access to the internet, 80% of 65 plus age group compared to 93% of all ages surveyed, Social Monitor Survey 2017. The fifth and final data row, satisfaction with participation in Positive Aging Strategy Advisory Group, and the second column of the fifth row, collaboration, progress towards achieving goals, value of involvement, self-assessment survey. The implementation plan will be reviewed annually to ensure actions remain relevant and the plan reflects new or emerging issues. Where possible, projects will apply a review or evaluation approach appropriate to its size, cost, nature and duration using a variety of tools, for example, surveys, feedback forms, discussion groups, outcome measurement. Project evaluations or reviews will cover some or all of the following. What was done? Purpose, target audience, rationale, approach. How well did we do it? For example, number of people involved, participant satisfaction, budget versus actuals, unexpected outcomes. Is anyone better off? For example, reduced duplication, increased collaboration, shared projects, new partnerships, organizations working together. Increased opportunities, increased knowledge, changes in behavior. Lessons learnt. What worked well? What didn't? Should the activity continue? What should be changed? Who, what, where, when, how? Closing announcement. That concludes Napier's Positive Aging Strategy 2019-2023, Te Rotaki Tipu Ora o Ahuriri, version 1, 27/5/19. It was narrated in the Blind Foundation's Parnell Studios by Joe Gilfillan. Kia ora mai.